The war carries on. I'm Mary Corsetti, Fox News. Global tensions are escalating as Russia continues to invade Ukraine with airstrikes.
The west of the country here had largely been spared the violence, but the last 3 days have seen three airstrikes. The first two in the towns of Lutsk and Ivano-Frankivsk, both to the north and south of here, and those were both military airfields that were hit. This latest strike this morning was at a military base in the town of Yavoriv, about halfway between Lviv and the Polish border. It's called the International Security and Peacekeeping Center. It housed U.S. troops as recently as February. Some members of the Florida National Guard were there and got out when the invasion of Ukraine appeared to be imminent.
Fox's Mike Tobin. And the Biden administration has faced criticism for not implementing the transfer of Polish MiGs to Ukraine to use in its defense against the Russian invasion, due in large part to fears that the Russians would view the move as an escalatory act.
The key thing here is that President Biden looked at the assessment of our intelligence community, took the advice of his military commanders, consulted with his NATO allies, and ultimately determined that the cost-benefit analysis did not justify flying fighter planes from a U.S. base in Germany into contested airspace in Eastern Europe.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan discussed the issue on NBC's Meet the Press, saying the Pentagon views the MiGs as offensive weapons. And gas prices are at record highs. The rates are going up faster than ever before, to a new national average of $4.43 per gallon for regular and $5.20 for diesel.
The low price nationally in this panel of cities is Tulsa at $3.80, and the high is San Francisco Bay at $5.79. Between those, we have Cleveland at $4.09, Long Island $4.38, and Las Vegas $4.87.
Trilby Lundberg, the publisher of the oil industry's Lundberg Survey. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. netsuite.com/Fox.
With the lockout over, MLB players report to spring training today.
It took 99 days to get a deal done, but Major League Baseball is moving full speed ahead on the new year now that a new collective bargaining agreement is in place.
Clubs try to do the right thing. They want to win.
Commissioner Rob Manfred, audio courtesy of MLB Network. Players will report to their spring training facilities in Florida and Arizona today to begin preparation for a shortened spring season. Exhibition games will begin March 17th, leading to opening day for Major League Baseball on April 7th with a full 162-game schedule, adding in double headers to accommodate previously scrapped series. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
And a spring tradition in the nation's capital making a comeback this year.
The National Cherry Blossom Festival in Washington will return, this year serving as an unofficial symbol of the city's reemergence from the pandemic. The National Park Service estimates the trees will reach peak bloom between March 22nd and 25th. The festival kicks off with a March 20th opening ceremony and runs through April 17th with concerts and other events. This year marks the 110th anniversary of the original 1912 gift of 3,000 Japanese cherry trees from the mayor of Tokyo. Japan remains involved in the festival. Samantha Liepman, Fox News.
And the Critics' Choice Awards air tonight. Fox's Michelle Polino has the details.
Taye Diggs and Nicole Byer host the 27th annual Critics' Choice Awards, with celebrations planned in London and in L.A.
We're going to have to leave Belfast.
We'll fight this together.
Belfast and West Side Story lead the film category this year with 11 nominations each, and Succession proving itself a powerful player in TV once again, leading with 8 nominations. Billy Crystal will receive a Lifetime Achievement Award at the gala, and Halle Berry will be presented with the See Her Award. The show will be broadcast live on the CW and TBS, beginning at 7 p.m. Eastern. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
I'm Mary Corsetti, and this is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Fallon, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.